There's no question what has been driving climate change. 75% of global emissions come from burning fossil fuels. A 2017 report found that 100 companies are the source of over 70% of greenhouse gas emissions since 1988. It's a worldwide problem that will take systemic change to disrupt, which means policies by international, national, and yes, local leaders. But many people are left with a feeling that they could be doing more in their own lives. For their Climate Solutions Reporting Initiative, State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt spoke with nonprofits, contractors, engineers, business owners, and policy experts to create a series of short videos that might help. Here's a clip.
Every single bit of what we're doing matters, even if it doesn't feel like it, even if it, you know, seems small, even if it seems like we're just, you know, a drop in the ocean. Every bit matters.
The two-minute pieces give viewers tips and ideas for how to reduce emissions and fight climate change at the personal level. I recently got to talk with Rachel about it. What was the impetus for this video series?
This series really came from a question that we've been hearing from a lot of the people that we interact with. So they listen to our coverage, they get a better understanding of climate change and what the situation is in Pennsylvania. And then one of their first questions is, okay, well, what could I do about it? People want to be able to take some type of action in their own life that feels like it matters. And so that's what we're trying to answer in this series.
The first video starts at home. What's the biggest source of energy use and emissions in people's homes?
Your home is a big source of your personal emissions. It's estimated that because of home heating and also electricity use, that accounts for about 20% of national emissions. And then in your home, the heating and cooling system is about 50% of your overall energy use. If, you know, upgrading it or replacing that system is not an option, there are ways to just use it more efficiently for yourself and cut down on energy use.
What's a tip for people to reduce home energy use, whether they rent or own?
Yeah, I wanted these tips to be accessible, right? It doesn't help anyone if I go on and say, well, you should really upgrade to a heat pump. Because what if you rent, or what if it's just not in your budget, or what if your home isn't really set up the right way for that? But there are things you can do, like sealing air leaks around windows and doors. So that can look like buying those rolls of foam weather stripping, and you can just put those around cracks in your doors and windows so that your ceiling is a little bit more tight. You're not leaking warm air out in the winter or cold air out in the summer. That can help your home be a little bit more efficient. You can also use curtains. You can cover up the windows during the hottest parts of the day and keep your home dark and cool. You can also open your windows at night to let cooler air in and then seal them back up in the morning when the sun comes out. So that would help in the summertime. Conversely, in the winter, you could open your curtains during the hottest part of the day and let that sun shine in and then sort of insulate your home with the curtains overnight.
Food waste is another video topic. How big a problem is food waste and how does it impact the climate?
By some estimates, food waste would be the third largest emitter in the world if it were a country by itself. Food waste is a problem because of a couple reasons. You know, we put a lot of resources into growing our food and transporting it to people. So there are resources that we're using there. But then also, if you are not eating the food that you're buying and you're throwing it away, that can end up in a landfill. And when food waste and other organic matter ends up in a landfill, it's cut off from oxygen. And the way it decomposes then releases methane, which is another powerful greenhouse gas. So we want to try to avoid doing that.
This video introduces the Food Waste Five. What are a couple of these strategies to reduce food waste at home?
So first, you want to plan out your meals. Make a list for the week. Try to do that meal prep. I know that can be tough. But having an idea of what you're going to buy and how you're going to use it will probably help you avoid those like leftovers that sit in the back of the refrigerator and don't get eaten. There are different best practices for storing different types of food. So you can go to a website called SaveTheFood.com, Save the Food. And they have a full list, this menu of options to see the best way to store food. So like with herbs, for example, they're best stored in water, like flowers, with a plastic bag over the top of them. fruits and vegetables can do better under different humidity levels, and that can be controlled by your crisper drawers. So you can also use your freezer, which is a pause button for your food. So if you make food, you don't think you're going to eat it right away, get it into your freezer.
What are some of the other topics that you're tackling in the series?
So next, we're going to be looking at things you can do in your yard. Those include compost, or growing some of your own food, or planting native plants, flowers, shrubs, and trees. Those are helpful practices for storing a little bit of carbon in your yard, but also for creating habitat for native biodiversity. And that's another area that's threatened by climate change. So by doing some proactive things in your yard, you can make your space, your green space, more of a haven for insects or birds that might be squeezed. We're going to be talking about driving habits. And so this is another thing. We don't want to, you know, issue some kind of mandate. We're not telling you to go out and buy an electric vehicle. But there are some things you can do if you do have to drive in your habits that can improve your fuel economy, save you money on gas, and lower your emissions a little bit. We are also looking at traveling, shopping habits. And our final piece is going to be an engagement piece where it's important to get involved in your community and vote when you see policies that you want to see enacted. It is important to actually sort of step up, get other people involved, and vote your values in those ways.
What do you want people to take away from these videos?
I hope these videos give people some hope and agency in their lives. Climate change is huge. It is huge. No one person caused it, and no one person can solve it. But if lots of people adopted a lot of little habits and sort of changed their behaviors in little ways, that's going to add up over time. And so I just hope people can find this series useful and walk away with some tips that help them live a little bit more environmentally friendly and also save them some money.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rachel McDevitt is a climate and environment reporter for WITF and State Impact Pennsylvania. There's a link to the Climate Solutions video series she's hosting and their other climate reporting at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.